veseli, harni vsi divčata. Vidiš, ali skočam, vidna si bohata. S kraju malo točok, bujna jak vinočok, s kraju i do kraju. Dunaj, 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 Dunajičko, Dunajo. Dunaj, 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 Dunajičko, Dunajo. Моя полюбина, хлопця молодого, він мене попросив, та піду за нього. Хаті наші хлопці молоді саженять, і сказав кохаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаїчко, Дунаю, щасливі нині ваші діти. Щоб було добре, старости не знали, усі вам бажають. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаю. Дунай, 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 Дунаїчко, Дунаїчко, Дунаю.
Edmonton, Alberta, that was a group called Trembita, which has been around quite a long time, and that is a song called Oi Unas Veseli, We're Happy Around Our Home, or something like that. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макуарі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дню. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me once again. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio on your mobile phone, streaming live online, or time-shifting via podcast, a very, very warm welcome to you, Vitaly. Tayu. We've got a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Sylvia Molnar has a delicious recipe involving herring. And Keith Perron will be along with Ukraine News Outlook and the latest news from Ukraine. Stories about fake emails circulating, authorities being challenged, and also an immigrant Ukrainian family struggling in Western Europe. So stay tuned for those. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another Alberta group, just a little bit south. This group is from Calgary. They are called Jito, which means rye, from their most recently released CD, or their first one, which was not too long ago released, just this past summer. Here they are now with a classic, Червона Рута, The Red Route.
Ти признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може десь у лісах, де чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. червону руту, де шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода, Синіхір. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках, ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода, Синіхір. Є бистрая вода, Синіхір. Твоє бистрая вода, Синіхір.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's heart.ca.
His father was Ukrainian. He was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12, the first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain, so he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before, conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants, $10 pressed in his hands. On the heart of Michigan, leave Winnipeg in the wind, with the Red Wings on the losing end. It was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale, the ice is slick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. take it on the chest or in the skull. Cheat the Hawks on the Maple Leafs, leave the Habs in disbelief, and send New York whimpering, and break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar, like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him, like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face, machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come, 'cause the sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Five years in the Stanley Cup, the crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish, 'cause sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cut you to the quick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade, the top of a downhill grade. Olympia in slow decline, or something dark or biding time. He carried all that load. He was the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream, shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder, time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry saw Chuck's heart caves in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake, try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Terry saw Chuck ever done that.
And that was Canadian folk singer Ron Hines from Newfoundland with a song that he penned about probably one of the most well-known, certainly hugely celebrated NHL goalie of Ukrainian descent, and that is, of course, none other than Terry Sawchuk. And I thought that would be a good way to start off the new NHL season for those sports fans who are listening. You must be absolutely beside yourselves with excitement. Actually, I am. It's great to have the Canucks back. Looking forward to catching their games. Of course, they're playing Anaheim on Saturday, if you're listening on Saturday. For those listening in Vancouver on Sunday at 5 o'clock, there is a game right after the show at 6 o'clock starting, and that will be against the Edmonton Oilers. So lots to look forward to in this coming up NHL season. So, to stay on the theme of hockey, we have another Newfoundlander up next who was originally from Edmonton and recorded his hockey song back when he was still in Edmonton. Of course, that is none other than Brian Cherwick with the Kubasonics. And the song about another hockey legend of Ukrainian descent, and this one was Billy Mosienko.
Rangers dropped the puck. The remarkable record set there on that day was a combination of speed and skill and luck. From the frozen Red River in the north end of Winnipeg to the city of Chicago off the far, a speedy right winger named Billy Mosienko became one of the Blackhawks' biggest stars. Each time that he saw the NHL book of records, Billy dreamed of seeing his name among the greats. That night in March, when the Blackhawks skated out into the gardens, Billy would not have long to wait. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he'd get the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Blackhawks burst in across the line. Billy took a pass from his center, Gus Bodner, and slapped in a goal at 6:09. After that goal, there was a face-off at center. Bodner won the draw and hit Bill with a pass. Billy streaked across the blue line, shot and scored at 6:20. Just 11 seconds had elapsed. Bodner won the next draw and passed the puck to George Key, who spotted Billy breaking in towards the net. Billy fired the puck again, the red light flashed at 6:30. 21 seconds, the fastest hat trick yet. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, he got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. That Billy's hockey playing days were done, 258 goals were his lifetime tally. Then he went into business in his hometown of Winnipeg, opening his own bowling alley. Now there's a life-size photo of Billy at the entrance to the world-famous Hockey Hall of Fame. And there's a giant bowling pin in Winnipeg's north end advertising Billy Mosienko Lane. He got the fastest hat trick ever scored. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, his record would live on forevermore. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, just 21 seconds earned him fame. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko, the hockey world will always know his name. Billy, Billy, Billy Mosienko.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Like all fish, herring is highly nutritious. It's a great source of vitamins A, D, and B12 and essential fatty acids. Herring is also a traditional Ukrainian favorite and certainly one of mine. Although it's not common in modern-day cookery in North America, I hold to tradition and still pickle herring and use it in recipes like the one I'm going to share with you today. I have fond childhood memories of eating Mom's homemade pickled herring. I still chuckle when I remember what a challenge it was for her to keep Dad and me from devouring the salted herring before she got a chance to pickle it. We definitely loved our herring. When I visited Ukraine a few years ago, I was in seventh heaven. On that trip, lucky for me, many of the restaurants we visited served us pickled herring. This recipe for pickled herring in mustard sauce is similar to a dish I enjoyed on that trip. It really is quite easy to make, and it's wickedly delicious. You'll need the following: 16 ounces prepared pickled herring, 6 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons prepared mustard, 3 tablespoons sour cream. Cut herring into 1-inch slices, arrange in a shallow bowl, mix oil, mustard, and sour cream to blend. Pour over the herring. Chill for 2 to 3 hours before serving. Serve on rye or pumpernickel bread with a generous sprinkling of finely chopped, hard-cooked egg and chopped chives or green onion. This will serve 8, or possibly fewer, depending on whether or not I will be there. Just kidding. Then again, maybe not. Store-bought pickled herring works fine in this recipe for herring in mustard sauce. But if you want to be truly authentic, do like I do and use your own homemade. It's actually quite easy and well worth the effort. My recipe for homemade pickled herring is also in the cookbook. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Як сонечко.
traditional Ukrainian folk song Oiche Tukhin Stoyit, Whose Horse Stands There? And that was performed by Stacy Yerofeyeva, and she is with a group called Dovira. This is a project that is based in Toronto, and it has, I found out about it on Facebook. It is a project that is funded by the Shevchenko Foundation, which is one of our sponsors here on Nash Holos, and a great resource for people who are doing cultural work such as this group. They put out a couple of singles. They're working on a CD, which they hope to release in the summer or fall. And they are making such great strides in Toronto, where they're based, that they have been invited to perform at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival this coming summer. So that is a great group. We've been in touch. And as they release more CDs or more singles, we'll be sharing them with you as we receive them from Stacy and this wonderful group called Dovira. Coming up next is a group from Edmonton called Migrena, which means migraine headache. This is from their second CD, Abstractive. Here they are now with a song that is, I guess, pretty apropos if you're into the hockey scene. It is about an ingredient, the major ingredient in beer. It is hops or chmelyu.
Thank you. senu, užmi senu, te moja deteno. Ne žene sja na ti udoveci, bo šťastja ne bude. Ne žene sja na ti udoveci, bo šťastja ne bude.
Please take the Nosh Holos survey and let us know your thoughts about the show. This will help us make sure that we deliver the kind of Ukrainian programming that you want to hear. Just go to the Nosh Holos website and click on the survey link. 10 quick questions and you're done. www.noshholos.com.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, lawyer for Yulia Tymoshenko says emails are faked. Svoboda occupy an office in Kiev. And we also look at a Ukrainian family that moved to Germany and the challenges they face. I'm Keith Perron. A lawyer for Ukraine's jailed former Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, says what appear to be emails between his client and her political allies are fakes. Emails, said to be between Tymoshenko and members of her own party, are circulating on the internet. They include discussions regarding payments to Western companies lobbying for Tymoshenko's interest in Europe and the United States. Tymoshenko's lawyer says the fake emails are meant to distract the public's attention from Tymoshenko's protests against her imprisonment. Last week, she began a civil disobedience protest, sleeping only in the hallway of a clinic, where she's been treated for back problems. Tymoshenko is currently serving a 7-year prison sentence after being convicted in October 2011 for abuse during her time as prime minister. About 20 activists from Ukraine's nationalist Sloboda group have occupied a business center in Kiev, calling for the demands of miners in the eastern region of the country of Luhansk to be met. The DTEC Corporation, which owns the Red Gorilla coal mine in the region where the miners work, it also has offices in the business center. Miners and union activists have been protesting against the planned layoffs. On January 10th, they took over the mine director's office and demanded a meeting with the company leaders. They said they wanted the mine owners to reverse plans to reduce the workforce in order to decrease coal production. Police and security officers forced the miners and union activists to leave the director's office on January the 11th. Every year, thousands of Ukrainians head to other parts of the European Union to begin a new life. One popular destination is Germany. We have this story now from Radio Deutsche Welle's Simon Watson, who takes a look at one family, the Karpenko family.
Katerina Karpenko and her grandmother came to Germany from Ukraine 12 years ago. Much was new here. Germans recycle their trash and have their cars inspected every 2 years. In Ukraine, people were glad to have a car at all.
I had to get used to thinking of a car not as a big luxury, but rather as a necessity for getting around a small city like Landshut. That was quite a step for my family, too.
Some 11 million immigrants have settled in Germany. Katerina was 10 and spoke no German when her family came to Bavaria. Now she goes to university, but she had trouble getting into an academic high school.
I had the necessary grades, but the teachers and the principal refused to give me the recommendation for the academic high school.
Why was that?
Apparently, they'd had bad experiences with children from foreign families in academic high schools.
Katerina's mother fought to get the recommendation. Lena was a teacher in Ukraine. Now she tutors, as her degrees are not recognized in Germany. Katerina's father used to be a sailor, but now works in a warehouse. Money's tight, but the family has never regretted moving here. When they left Kiev, they hadn't been paid in 2 years. Then the toilet tank broke when the father was at sea.
So I said, when Papa comes home, we'll buy a new one. And my little daughter said, no, when Papa comes, we'll buy meat and food instead. And when I heard that, I realized we weren't getting enough to eat. It was true. There was not enough to eat. And I said to myself, we have to do something.
Now their Ukrainian passports are only a reminder of their former homeland. Katerina and her mother became German citizens 4 years ago. Her father and grandmother failed the language test. Her grandmother has few German friends, but she believes they have much in common. Ukraine belongs to Europe, she says. But that's not enough for Katerina. She thinks Germans and Ukrainians have a skewed image of one another.
I think the best chance for change lies in closer cultural cooperation, because that's what connects us the most.
She thinks school exchanges would be a good idea. Her mother, Lena, wishes it were easier for Ukrainians to get tourist visas. Her friends must prove they have enough money and that they intend to return home. The Karpenkos are hoping the politicians will do their part to improve relations.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent. We'll see you in 7 days. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And another young group from Ukraine that is called Obime Doshchu, which means Rain's Embrace, from their CD Elegia, which means Lament. And that was a song called Zorinko Moya, My Star. Well, coming up next, we're going to take a step back in time a little ways, a couple of decades, or maybe three or four. This is a group that was very wild and crazy and very prolific in its heyday. And they're called Brete Hodjukine, which means Viper Brothers. Here they are now with a song from a CD, actually it was a cassette, that got a lot of airplay on the first incarnation of Nash Holos back in the day when cassettes were okay to play on the air. Fortunately, now we have digital versions of the tracks, so we're okay. Here they are now, Brate Hajdukine with Arrivederci Roma.
Здорова, бувай здорова, арівідерчі, Рома.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
The Ukrainian Old Timers from Winnipeg from their CD No More Bread and Butter and the Sweet Fern Waltz. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Please register there, take our survey, make a donation, sponsor a child, and check out our audio archives going back 10 years. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму. Пора не прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ліпше спитати, чим потім блукати. And our proverb of the week translates as, better to ask now than to go astray later. Well, that just about takes us to the end of our show, too. So to wrap things up, we've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton. This is from their wedding album CD, and they'll be taking us home with the traditional Ukrainian woodcutter's dance, the Arkan. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for joining us. Until next time, до побачення.